ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वाकता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Krishna reading from Srimad Bhagavatam canto 3 chapter 20 text number 27. Is it 26 was done yesterday Mataji? 25 and 26 both two slokas.
25 was a repeat.
Okay,
so 26 was yesterday.
Okay, sorry, I was thinking 26, but anyway it doesn't matter. Tvam ye tvam or tvam Mataji, what is that? Tvam? Tvam only?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, sorry, because I'm just reading my classes. Tvam yekaha kila lokanam klishtana klesha nashanaha tvam एकः क्लेशदास तेषाम् अनाशन पदाम् तव। त्वम् एक किल लोकानाम् त्वम् एक किल लोकानाम् क्लिष्टानां क्लेशनाशनः क्लिष्टानां क्लेशनाशनः त्वम् एक क्लेशदस्तेषां त्वम् एक क्लेशदस्तेषां अनासन्नपदां तव अनासन्नपदां तव। त्वम् एक किल लोकानां क्लिष्टानां क्लेशनाशनः त्वम् एक क्लेशदस्तेषां अनासन्नपदां तव। त्वम् एक किल लोकानां क्लिष्टानां क्लेशनाशनः त्वम् एक क्लेशदस्तेषां अनासन्नपदां तव। त्वं यु एकः एलोन् किल इंडीड लोकानाम ऑफ द पीपल क्लिष्टानाम अफ्लिक्टेड विथ मिसरीज क्लेश द डिस्ट्रेस नाशनः रिलीविंग त्वम एक यू अलोन क्लेशध इन्फ्लिक्टिंग डिस्ट्रेस तेषां ऑन दोस अनासन नॉट टेकन शेल्टर पदाम फीट तव युअर ट्रांसलेशन बाय शील प्रोपाद की जय माय लॉर्ड यू आर द ओनली वन कैपेबल ऑफ एंडिंग द अफ्लिक्शन ऑफ द डिस्ट्रेस्ड and inflicting agony on those who never resort to your feet. Translation responsively, please. My Lord, you are the only one capable of ending the affliction of the distressed and inflicting agony on those who never resort to your feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The words kleshadas tesham anasanna padam tava indicate that the Lord has two concerns. The first is to give protection to persons who take shelter of his lotus feet, and the second is to give trouble to those who are always demoniac and who are inimical towards the Lord. Maya's function is to give afflictions to the non-devotees. Here Brahma said, you are the protector of the surrendered souls. Therefore, I surrender unto your lotus feet. Please give me protection from these demons. So here, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma, after the initial creation, he created various things, and then what are all the he created the demons, because in the passion the demons are created, and then he is having a trouble and he is seeking the help from the Lord. So it is the last sloka we read, Pahimam Paramatmanam Te. So this is like Pahimam. So this is like, there's a famous prayer there. What is that prayer? You can sing. Krishna 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 Kesava Pahimam Rakshama. Yeah. Krishna Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama. So this is a wonderful prayer. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think, used to sing this prayer also. So this is Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Pahimam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama. So this is like the natural position. It's like if somebody in a distress, always pray to the Lord. That is a very natural situation. It's not like if somebody is in a natural situation, they'll always pray. Actually, pure devotee is always praying. It's not like whether in a distressed condition or a happy condition or this condition or that condition. Whatever the condition, the pure devotee always prays to the Lord. There is no pure devotee. It's not like only when there is a distress, I'll pray. When I'm in happy position, I'll forget the Lord. Not like that. But here, this is the natural condition of the living entity, is always seek the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. There is nothing wrong in that. That is the best protection. So, Pahimam. So, Lord Brahma, in that particular position where the demons are attacking him, because their appetite for so much lusty, and then they are approaching Lord Brahma. So, here, Lord Brahma is seeking the shelter of Lord Krishna, and this is Prabhupada says in many places, in a devotee in a distressed condition, he approaches the Lord. There is nothing wrong in that. Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, four type of people surrender to him. What are the four people? What is the sloka Krishna says? Chaturvita bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna artho jigyasu artarti yani cha varadarshava. Krishna accepts that. Yes, if you have distress, you are coming to me, still he is calling as a sukriti. Krishna doesn't say, oh, you are rascal,
you have problem and you are coming to me and you are not calling as a Dushkruti. No, it's Sukruti. Yes, you are still Sukruti. Why? Because you are going to Krishna. Whether problem or not problem, whether this problem or that problem, whatever may be, still you are doing the right thing by going to Krishna. So Krishna calls as a Sukruti. So Lord Brahma is not an ordinary person. Lord Brahma is not an ordinary person. He is a very confidential devotee of the Lord. Because that is why that same position has been given. While that position has been given to Lord Brahma, he is also a competent living entity who can occupy the post and who can perform the service of creation, the material world, and looking after the affairs of the material world. That is why the position has been given. So we have to remember. Sometimes we tend to think, oh, Brahma, oh, yeah, he made this mistake, this. But the problem is, Lord Brahma made a mistake only for a fraction of a second. Most of the time he is Krishna conscious only. Our position is very difficult. We are most of the time away from Krishna consciousness. Only a little bit of time we remember Krishna. Brahma, sometimes we tend to think, demean, oh yeah, Brahma, Indra made a mistake. Yeah, Indra made a mistake, no doubt about that. But they are all very exalted personalities. Most of the time they remember. And they are also, even these great personalities, they make a mistake. The Supreme Lord personally comes and corrects them also. That is another thing. When I make mistake, you make mistake, Lord doesn't come and correct us personally. But when these great personalities, they make some mistake, small mistake, personally Lord comes and corrects Indra, corrects Brahma, corrects all these personalities. They are great personalities. We have to have respect for them. Not that you have to start worshipping them and doing in the altar and all these things. Not needed, but you have to have respect for them. So, and they are praying to the Lord, and here, this is like the continuation of this today's prayer, is again he is praying, my Lord, you are the only one capable of ending the affliction of the distressed and inflicting agony on those who never resort to your feet. So, Prabhupada explains here, the Lord has two concerns. Lord has two concerns. Because sometimes in the companies has a mission statement, correct? Every company has a mission statement, like what is the purpose of the company, why the company has been established, what is the company supposed to do. This is the mission statement of a company. The same way, Lord also has a mission. It's not like a Lord just comes like that, goes like that. No, he has a very specific plan, why he comes, when he comes, what he does when he comes. Everything he says very clearly. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is everything there for us, for our living, the whole journey of this, our spiritual life, everything. You just refer Bhagavad Gita, everything is there. You don't have to go anywhere else. Krishna has given everything in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, what he says, when he comes, यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युक्तानाम् अधर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्. So we have to remember this, because otherwise what happens? When Krishna, whenever he comes, what is our problem? We should not think like, because Krishna comes means Krishna comes for us only. Because Krishna has a mission. What is his mission? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuktanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline of religious principles and a predominance rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. Krishna comes. So he said when he comes, very clearly. Correct? And then what he does? Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya chudushkrutam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He says very clearly, to protect the devotees, to annihilate the demons and re-establish the religious principles, I appear in every millennium after millennium. Krishna says. So that's why Prabhupada says here, the Lord has two concerns. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya dushkruta. These two things Lord does. In all the past times, why Lord appears? It's not like a Lord, nothing to do. Because Lord, whenever there is a decline of religious principles and the predominant rise of religion, at that time Lord comes. And then what he does this protection, giving protection to the devotees and annihilating the demons. This is his mission statement. And what is the benefit? When the Lord comes and then he does all these things, what are we supposed to do? Krishna says also, janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvatah tyaktva deham pudarjanma naiti mameti so arjuna. Krishna's janma karma, they are transcendental, divyam, they are nothing to do with this material world, even though it may seem like these activities are something to do with the material world. Even outwardly when you see, these activities are like a normal activities. Normal boys and girls activities, normal material world activity. No, this is not at all part of this material world activity. That's why Krishna says, janma karma chame divyam. This my appearance and my activities are transcendental. So what is the benefit? If I know it is transcendental, then what will happen? This tektva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. When you understand Krishna's appearance and activities are transcendental, then we do not have to take birth again into this material world again. It's a big relief actually. Don't have to take birth into the material world means it's a big relief. Because when you take birth into the material world, you are coming with this, all the problems. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, all these things. Dukkha, dosha, anudarshana, everything comes actually. So Krishna is giving a simple formula by which we can completely get rid of this taking birth again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare sayanam. You can get rid of this cycle of birth and death. He has given the formula. But we have to take it. Otherwise, that's why we have to understand Bhagavad Gita. Yes, this is what Krishna's mission. This is what Krishna's purpose. Why Krishna appears. What are his activities? And these activities are transcendental. Krishna, there is nothing like a right. Krishna, when Krishna does something, is absolute. He is Param Satyam. You don't have to go research. Oh, whether it is right or wrong. We don't have to research on whether Krishna's activities are right or wrong. All the acharyas, all the great, great authorities like Ramanuja Acharya, Madhu Acharya, Shankaracharya, or Chaitanya, everybody has completely given all these things. So we don't have to do research. We have to follow. Because most of the time, people waste their time in researching. Where is the point in researching? Your life is only 100 years and that also 50 years goes into the sleep. Another 15 years goes into the invalid, all these things are happening. Then we are left with only 10 years or 12 years left and you are doing researching. No need of research actually. Because just to follow, because that is why all the Vedic conclusions have been given. This is like a Bhagavad Gita, all the Vedic Shastra conclusions are given like this. This is like everything is given like a cream. Sarvova Nishado Gavo Dhogdha Gopala Nandana. Everything is given so that we just to come and take it and follow it actually. Because we have very short time and we can't afford to waste it actually. So this is what. So here Lord Brahma is giving and Prabhupada explains here the word kleshat, kleshas, tesham, anasanna padam, thava indicate that Lord has two concerns. The first is to give protection to persons who take shelter of his lotus feet, and the second is to give trouble to those who are always demoniac and who are inimical towards the Lord. So this is the, when Lord actually personally comes for his devotee. The killing of the demons, Lord personally need not come. Personally need not come. Like in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, Lord appeared. Why he appeared? Not for killing Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu killing, he can devise another formula. He can devise anything, no problem. For him, no problem. Because even though Lord Brahma gave very complicated, comprehensive insurance, no? Like the comprehensive insurance comes from Hiranyakashipu only. Because nowadays, everybody goes for a comprehensive insurance, no? Cover in all the directions. You want to cover from all the directions. So Brahma, he thought, what is he? Hiranyakashipu thought, I want to become immortal. Yes, you want to become immortal, but Brahmaji said, no, you can't become immortal. Why? I myself is mortal. I am mortal. If I am mortal, how can I give you the boon that you become immortal? Mukti pradada sarvesham, Vishnu revana samshayaga. Vishnu only can, Lord Vishnu only can give you mukti or give you immortality. I can't do that. But what are you doing? You want to kill the same Vishnu? You want to kill the person, that same person only can award you mukti? So then Brahmaji gave this, Hiranyakashipu asked, okay, now let me put it, I will know the loopholes. Now I will ask the question like that. Not by this one, not by this one, not by the human being, not by the devata, not in the night, not in the day. All this, a comprehensive insurance comes from here only. He want to put all the conditions so that now like he is immortal. But Lord Narasingadev came, fulfilled all the conditions of Brahma and then still killed him also. This is Lord actually. So that means we think something, we are intelligent and we can do things in such a way that we can avoid all this. No, it will not possible at all. It's not possible. Whatever we do, however intelligent we may be, however big our situation may be, however our IQ may be, or whatever Q may be, but still we are controlled by the Lord. We have to understand that. So this is, and here Lord personally comes to give protection, because the devotees are sometimes when harassed, and the devotees want to pray to the Lord, and then Lord comes actually. Lord comes to give special protection to the devotees, and while doing some side business. It's not Lord wants to be, not comes for one business. When he comes as a side business, he annihilates the demons also. Sometimes the people wonder, but Krishna, being God, he should be equal to everyone. Correct? Sometimes people ask this question, your God, he looks like a little bit partial. Partial, because he comes and the devotees just give some protection. Demons he kills. So Prabhupada says there is nothing wrong in that actually. Nothing wrong. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dvesho stinapriya ye bhajante tu mam bhaktya mayite teshu chabhyaham. I do not envy anyone. I am not partial to anyone. But the devotee who is very much inclined to me, I am very much inclined to him. This is a transcendental reciprocation going on between the Lord and his devotee. That nobody can deny that. This reciprocation is going on, always going on. Because the devotee does not have any other shelter other than the Lord. So that is why Lord takes, like for example, the child. The child is only shelter for the child is mother. Correct. So then mother, what happens? Mother takes 100% care of the child. Correct. Mother knows. Mother knows, yeah, the child is not having any other shelter, is dependent on me only, then I have to take complete shelter. That's what the Lord does also. When the devotee completely takes shelter, yes, I do not have anywhere else to go, you are my only shelter, then Lord says, okay, you are only my shelter, then I will give you complete protection. Somebody says, okay, yeah, I have that insurance has been taken, this Medicare card is there, this is there, that is there. Just in case anything fails, Krishna, just look after. Our position is like that. Our position is like everything is there. I have made this arrangement, I have made this arrangement, I have the central link, I have that one is looking after me, this one is. But just in case some of the things go wrong, just look after Krishna, just like that. You just, this is like surrender. This is like some kind of stopgap arrangement. We use Krishna as a stopgap arrangement. That won't work actually. Work for some time. But it is not like what Krishna is very, very tricky. What he says in Bhagavad Gita? Mamekam Sharanam Braja. It's a very tall order. Yeah, Krishna always asks, you know, like sometimes, you know, Krishna consciousness is very easy. Easy also and difficult also. Very easy for a very simple person is very easy. For very difficult for a crooked person. Oh, why should I surrender to Krishna? I will surrender to my boss. I will surrender to my wife. I will surrender to my husband. I will surrender here. Why should I surrender to Krishna? Okay, if you don't surrender, then you have to, somewhere you have to surrender. Yeah? It's not a question like you are not given a choice where you are going. The only choice is whether to surrender to Krishna or surrender to Maya. Only that choice is given. But intelligent person surrenders to Krishna. And then Krishna takes over all your aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami masuja. Krishna takes everything. Not only that. If somebody always looks after Krishna, ananyas chintayan tyomam ejana paryupasate tesham nityabhi yuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Krishna personally looks after the devotees, all your material and spiritual well-being. What else can you ask for? Lord, he's saying, for whom? Ananyas chintayantiyomam. That has to happen. Not that little bit of here, little bit of there. Monday here, Tuesday here, Thursday here. Not that type of business actually. You have to completely surrender to Krishna. Then Krishna looks after. Because then that's natural also. No? Like if somebody says, no, like, yeah, I don't have any other shelter, you only have to help. Then you will be inclined to help. And you say, yeah, I have made arrangement here, arrangement there. Okay, I have made arrangement, that's all. I will keep quiet. Same way, Krishna is also a person. Krishna also has feelings. Not that Krishna is a dull stone, just sits standing there and no. He's a person. He reciprocates. Yeyata mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. You surrender, I reciprocate. Actually, Krishna is very more merciful. You take one step, he take 10 steps or 100 steps, he take. Because our interest in going back home, back to Godhead is not even there. But Krishna's interest is more. That is why we are doing something. Otherwise, it is very difficult. Because even though little bit of interest there, even though you are not, may not be going, just going for a walk on Albert Park, right? So, oh, temple, immediately somehow Krishna gives the buddhi to come inside. Our interest is not coming to the temple, somewhere else, but still, at least you are, some inclination there, you are, so that way Krishna brings actually. So that is why it's very, very important. So the Krishna, as we surrender, he reciprocates. And it's not a linear, it's not a mathematics class, but it's not a linear thing. It is you surrender and Krishna reciprocates unlimitedly. According to your surrender, Krishna reciprocates. So this is the beauty. So here, Lord Brahma is praying, and here Srila Prabhupada gives in the purport, says that, give trouble to those who are always demoniac and who are inimical towards the Lord. Maya's function is to give afflictions to the non-devotees. So this is the function of Maya. Maya, actually sometimes they think Maya is always, we have a negative connotation. We think, oh, Maya means it's a very, some Rakshasi or something. Maya Devi is also a devotee of the Lord. It's not like Maya Devi, Durga Devi in different form. She is also a devotee of the Lord. Her task is a thankless task. What is her task? She has to examine. It's like examination invigilator. Like he have to examine the people. Those who are ready to pass, then they will be allowed to go to the next standard, next level. And those who are not able to, then they have to remain here. And then more rectification has to happen. That is Maya's business. Huh? What is Maya's business? Maya's business is like Brahma Samhita says, this is Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bibharti Durga. She is exactly like a shadow. According to the Lord's desire, she conducts herself. She is not independent. Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sasaracharam Hetunanena Kaunteya Jagatvi Parivartate. So that whole cosmic, this thing is conducted according, he is Maya Adakshina Prakriti. Under my superintendence, Maya Devi works actually. Krishna says that. So that way Maya Devi is a friend for a devotee. If somebody surrenders to Krishna, Maya Devi, she will put test. That's, see, for example, when you are going for exam, you can't expect, oh, there won't be any test or anything. There will be examination, there will be assignment, everything will be there. But if you are a sincere student, then you won't have any problem. If you want to find loopholes, then there will be problems, will be there. So Maya Devi will put test. Yes, she will put test. She will test us. Yes, whether you are really interested in Krishna, I will give you this, I will give dhanam, dhanyam, putram, all the, oh yeah, if you are happy with that, that's it. You stay here only. But somebody says, oh, no, I am not happy with that. I want Krishna. Then, ready to give. Like this is a typical example. No? Sometimes no? Mothers, no? Mother will look after the child. Child will, one sound will make sound. The mother will know, okay, she wants, okay, give this. Give the one toy to her. So then the child will be happy. Another cry will come. Another, after a few minutes, something to eat. So they will give that. The child will be happy. And one cry will come. Big cry will come, and the mother knows this cry, nothing else, I have to personally go. The same way, so we have to learn the art, how completely depend on Krishna. Cry for Krishna. That is what is chanting. Chanting Hare Krishna means Krishna, oh energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. This is, we are asking, we have to ask very, very humbly, fervently, we have to ask for this. But when service comes, oh Prabhuji, I have to chant my rounds. Please, I will do my rounds and I will do help later. Sometimes it happens, we find some devotees. Na, when you are in help, na, like you will be chanting Hare Krishna, you will be chanting. And Prabhu will come, Prabhuji, there is a kitchen, some help is needed. Oh, kitchen help is needed, I will come, I will finish my round. But what is the meaning of your round chanting? You are chanting your round, Krishna, please engage me in your service. And the service comes, na, I will finish all the rounds. By the time service is finished, and you just keep on chanting only. So we have to be intelligent. Yes, rounds have to be chanted. We are not denying that. But Sunday feast also has to be cooked. At least Sunday feast cooks will be happy. This is just some small advertisement for them. Otherwise, Sunday feast cooks will be thinking, all along only they will be sitting there and they will be doing all the work. So we have to plan our life in such a way. We have to have some time for chanting and time for service also. Come, when you, what, why are you chanting? The purpose of chanting is to engage in the service of Krishna. But the service comes immediately, you say, oh, I have to chant. Because, so this is what we have to be intelligent. Yeah, we have to plan our service or plan our life's activities in such a way, then we have to do service and also we have to do chanting also. It's not that, okay, service will not come. Sometimes, you know, like this is VSC, oh yeah, now everything is finished, I have finished my rounds, 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, you are ready to take prasadam only. Prasada seva only we can do. You may not be able to do other services. So we have to be careful. So like this, so here, and Maya's function, and Prabhupada says, and also Krishna explains that how Krishna deals with this, the devotees, the, not the devotees, the demons. I'll just read one sloka. In the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it's an interesting sloka. Prabhupada quotes in a few places. Yes. This is a 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text number 19. Tanaham dishata kruran samsareshu naradamam chipami ajasram asubhan asuriu yeva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast into the ocean of material existence into various demoniac species of life. So this is Krishna says that. And what is happening? Asurim yoni mapanna muda janmani janmani mama pratyaiva kaunteya tato yanti atamam gatim. Attaining repeated birth and among species of demoniac life, O son of Kunti, such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. So this is the punishment which Lord Krishna gives to the. So sometimes we say, your Lord is very, very cruel. Just they are putting them into an abominable condition, and then how they will come back again? How they are going to come back again to this Krishna consciousness? Lord makes arrangement for that also. Even if they are so much fallen condition, still if they can get in touch with the devotee, then Sukruti comes. So if they come, sometimes the Sukruti comes, and then because of the Sukruti, automatically, even the person, maybe in the very lower stage of life also, still he can come. So that is the Lord's mercy. Because Lord, see that is why this Harinam Sankirtan, why this preaching program is all happening. Because everything is predestined, correct? Everything is predestined. You don't have to do anything. The person will automatically will become Krishna conscious, correct? Then what is our role actually? What is the devotee's role? Devotee's role is to create Sukruti by chanting Hare Krishna, by doing all this Sankirtan, distribution of prasadam, distribution of books, the Sukruti is increased. Somebody gets to chant Hare Krishna, hears the Hare Krishna mantra, their spiritual bank account is increasing. If somebody is just hearing or somebody is buying a book and reading something, their Sukruti increases. Somebody eats prasadam, their Sukruti is increasing. So this way, giving our business is giving Sukruti. So Prabhupada, once a devotee is asked, in one sloka, he says, in the 7th chapter, where this is like a, Yesham dvantaka tampapam jananam punya karmanam te dvantamoha nirmuktva bhajante mam dhidavrataha. And also he says, if you are all the sinful reactions, then only you will be able to take to spiritual life. Then the devotees ask, Prabhupada, we didn't have any pious reaction or anything. We didn't have any sukruti. Then how we came to Krishna consciousness? They ask this question. Prabhupada said, I created your sukruti. Because they came in contact with Prabhupada. Because coming in contact with Prabhupada and doing some service to Prabhupada is not ordinary thing. So because they came in contact with Prabhupada, because Prabhupada, I created your Sukruti. So he created the Sukruti for them so that they could continue the devotion so much. Because this is the beauty. So when you come in contact with devotee, automatically your spiritual bank balance increases. When you come into the Asatsanga, automatically the balance decreases. Asatsanga means this is the problem. Asatsanga, our whatever devotion we are trying to accumulate, then this goes against that. So that's why we have to be very careful what type of sangha we keep and what type of company we keep. That is very important. So here the Lord is asking, and the Maya's function is mentioned, and what Lord does to the demons. And Prabhupada concludes here. Brahma said, you are the protector of the surrendered souls. Therefore, I surrender unto your lotus feet. Please give me protection from these demons. So, he is saying, you are the only protector. It's very, very, very important statement actually. You are the only protector. There are maybe other people are there. But if Krishna does not sanction, the protection does not happen. Rake Krishna, Mare Ko, Mare Krishna, Rake Ko. If Krishna wants to kill someone, nobody can do anything about that. And if Krishna wants to protect someone, nobody can do anything about that also. So that is Krishna's position. Like Prahlad Maharaj. Krishna wanted to protect Prahlad Maharaj. So at that time, so many things Hiranyakashipu did, so many activities, so many atrocities. Nothing could happen. Nothing could be done to Prahlad Maharaj. Because Krishna decided he is going to be protected. That's it. Finished. The same way, when Ravan was about to be killed, Mother Parvati was asking Lord Shiva, "My dear Lord, Ravana is your great devotee. So he is in distress now. Why can't you help him?" So what was Lord Shiva's answer? Lord Shiva said, "If Lord Krishna, he has decided to kill Ravan, what can I do? We can't do anything. So nobody can interfere at that time, at that particular position." So this is our, so here we have to understand, that is why Krishna, because it's for our benefit he is asking, because otherwise we will be surrendering here, surrendering there. And what happens, sometimes people surrender to Devata, but some they think Devata is surrender. Why do I need Krishna? But Krishna says very clearly, even if you surrender to Devata, the final sanction I only have to give. Krishna is like a prime minister. And you have the different ministers. You go to the minister, and if Krishna does not sanction, nothing will work. In Bhagavad Gita, very clearly Krishna says. So that is why intelligent person, whether he has a material desire, or desire for moksha, or desire for anything, he still worships Krishna. Krishna says, akama, sarvakama, va moksha kama, udhaharati, thivrena bhakti yogena, yajete purusham param. Whatever may be your desire, akama, you don't know desire, sarvakama, all desire, or moksha kama, even desire for liberation, still you are better off worshipping Krishna, because he can give you, he has a very special technique of fulfilling the desire, so that your material desire will not increase. It will subside. That is Krishna's way of fulfilling the desire. Because Krishna fulfills the desire. Sometimes Devata also give blessings. But Devata's blessings may not be, this is like a temporary. Actually Devata themselves, they are temporary. Like Brahma was saying, "I can't give you immortality because I am immortal." Same way. So Devata gives some blessing, and then that blessing also is temporary. Devata themselves, they are temporary. But Krishna is like always there. He is the permanent. He is Param Satyam. So when Krishna gives something, then he will give in such a way that we don't get entangled. That is the beauty. The beauty of somebody worshipping Krishna, even for material desire, we are better off worshipping Krishna. But intelligent person doesn't do that. Not that, okay, Krishna, give me this, give me that, give me that. No, we don't want to go with a shopping list with Krishna. I give you all of this. No, we want to, Krishna, what can I do for you? How can I serve you? That is the pure devotee's mood. Anya bilashita sunyam, jnana karmati anavritam, anukulena krishna anusilanam. Anukulena krishna anusilanam, bhaktir uttama. That is the definition of uttama bhakti. Uttama bhakti means not asking anything from Krishna. Krishna already has given everything. I do not want anything. What I want is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, mama janmani janmani bhavatat bhakti ahaituki twahi. That's it. He does not want anything. He does not want dana, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam, va jagati sakamayi, mama janmani, janmani, bhavatat bhakti haituki. This is the greatest boon. If you get bhakti haituki, then you won't need anything. What is the significance of anything else, actually? If you have bhakti, nothing is significant, actually. If you don't have bhakti, then this, what can you do? Again. You have to go through the cycle of birth, again, birth, death, disease, and old age, again and again, again and again. We don't have to do that. So that is what he has said. And also, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Maam Ekam. So in that, the Acharyas have given this the sloka. This is, there is a surrender. It's not like a surrender will not come just all of a sudden. Like surrendering to Krishna, sometimes, surrender to Krishna. Very simple. How to surrender to Krishna? It's not like one fine morning, we all surrender to Krishna. Not, it won't happen like that. We have to practice this. That's why he says, anukulyasya sankalpam. అనుకూల్యస్య సంకల్ప. బికాస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ద యాక్టివిటీస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఫేవరబుల్ టు కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఎంబ్రేస్ దట్ యాక్టివిటీ. దట్ ఈస్ అనుకూల్యస్య సంకల్పం. ప్రతికూల్యస్య వర్జనం. ప్రతికూల్యస్య వర్జనం మీన్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ద యాక్టివిటీస్ విచ్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఫేవరబుల్ టు కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్, వీ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు గివ్ ఇట్ అప్. Because this is a test actually. Sometimes some activities are very, very favorable to us. We want that activity, but they are not favorable to Krishna consciousness. Then we have to give it up. It's difficult. But some activities we may not like. We don't have any inclination for that. But that is favorable for devotional service. So that activity we have to accept it. అనుకూల్యస్య సంకల్పం, ప్రతికూల్యస్య వర్జనం. రక్షిష్యతి ఇది విశ్వాసో, దట్ ఈస్ ద పాయింట్ ప్రూపా సే. రక్షిష్యతి ఇది విశ్వాసో, వీ హ్యావ్ టు హ్యావ్ ద ఫర్మ్ కన్విక్షన్, కృష్ణ విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్, కృష్ణ విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ మీ. రక్షిష్యతి విశ్వాస, విశ్వాస మీన్స్ కంప్లీట్ ఫెయిత్, ఎస్ కృష్ణ విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ మీ. లైక్ బ్రహ్మాజీ ఈస్ ప్రేయింగ్, ఎస్ లార్డ్ యు ఆర్ ద ఓన్లీ ప్రొటెక్ట్. He's not seeking protection from this one, that one, that one, this one. No, he's not like that. He says, Lord, you are the only protector. He's not, he's a one focus, focus on Lord only. Lord is the only protector. Rakshishyati iti viswaso goptrutte varnam tata atma nikshepa karpanye sadviti saranagati. This is six items of surrender. This surrender comes like this only. Starting point is like this one. You have to start anukulyasya sankalpa. We have to favorable things, we have to accept it. Unfavorable things, we have to reject them. I have to have a firm conviction, Lord is the protector. And Lord is my master and guardian. And also this is like a, we have to have the humility. And then self-surrender. These are the six items which are mentioned in that sloka, which are surrender. Which is a lakshana, surrender lakshana. He said this is the six items of surrender. So here Brahmaji is praying to the Lord to protect him, because the demons are coming, and then the demons are creating a situation which is a very abominable situation, and then they want to, Lord wants the protection from the, Brahmaji wants protection from the Lord, and then now he wants to, going forward, he has to do creation, because now creation is in the halfway only. So he wants protection from the Lord, and he is praying to the Lord, which is a natural inclination. It's not like nothing unnatural. When there is a situation, the devotee prays to the Lord. And so here Lord Brahma's prayers, Brahma will continue his prayers, but this is like a, for us, the lesson for us is like, whether we are in a, whatever condition we may be in, whether we are in a happy condition or a distressed condition, we should still engage in devotional service, continue our sadhana. This way, our going back home, back to God, it will be guaranteed. Then we have full protection of the Lord. And this protection for everyone. It's not like Lord's protection is only for this, only for that. No, everybody has the protection. Provided we want to take the protection. This is the main thing. If we don't want to take protection, then nobody can do anything about that. So Lord is here to give everyone protection. Nobody is exempted. Nobody is exempted from this. Oh, you can't have protection. Yes. Provided we have that will. Yeah, we have. Yes, Lord. You are my Lord. And so that then, janma karma chame divyam. As we discussed, janma karma chame divyam. Evam yoveti tattvataha. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna. At the end of the life, when you quit this body, have understood Krishna's janma, Krishna's activities are transcendental, and then we surrender to Krishna, then you don't have to take birth again into this material world. Murti samsara sagara. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the person who is always engaged in devotion, say, I personally come and pick up the person. In the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that. He says like this, what is that sloka? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvaham dadami. This is one thing that I was referring to. Yes. Bhavami na chiratpartha maya veshita chetasam. Mayeva mana adatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya. Niveshisyasi mayeva ataurdvam nasamshaya. If you can analyze how many times Krishna makes the guarantee asamshaya. Because there is no doubt. But we are always doubting, thinking that, what is it? Will that work? Will that work? Will it work for Prahlad? Will that work for me? Why? What is the doubt actually? If it worked for Prahlad, if it worked for Dhruva, if it worked for Bali Maharaj, why will not work for you? We don't have faith. This is our problem. Our problem is, we don't have faith in Krishna's words. We think we have to make some other arrangement. Krishna's arrangement is not sufficient. We have to make other arrangement. But Krishna says, మయేవ మన ఆదత్సో మై బుద్ధిం నివేశయ నివేశిష్యసి మయేవ ఆత ఊర్ధ్వం న సంశయ. ఈస్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఈస్ ఎస్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ యు సీ. ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ అనలైజ్ హౌ మెనీ టైమ్స్ కృష్ణ సే అసంశయ Masucha, Asamshaya. These are Krishna's guarantee. We take these words very seriously actually. Because when Krishna says Masucha, that means why should we worry? Yes, Krishna is there to protect. See, like if mother is protecting the child does not have any problem. Child is very happy. Prabhupada gives example of the kitten carried by the cat. Kitten carried by the cat. Kitten does not worry about anything. What will I do for my survival? How will I move? How will I go here? How will I go? No. Completely dependent on the Lord. Same way, that protection. Then Lord also gives complete protection. He says so much. Then the conversation between Durvasa Muni and Lord Vishnu, he says, I do not want to enjoy anything without my devotee. He says that. He says, my devotee has given up everything for my sake. He has given me his family. He saw all these things. How can I give up my association of my devotees? And he says, he just finally concludes there. Sadavo hridayam mahyam, sadhunam hridayam taham. Natanye janati naham tebyo manak. My devotee is always in my heart. And my devotee does not know anything other than me. And I do not know anyone other than my devotee. That's it. So he says to Durvasa Muni, now you go and fall at the feet of Ambarisha Maharaj. If Ambarisha Maharaj forgives you, then only the Sudarshan Chakra is going to come back. Otherwise, nothing doing. Because it is Lord's Chakra. He can do anything. He can just come. Sudarshan means Sudarshan will come. But Lord wants to give the full credit to his devotee. You have offended my devotee. The best course of action for you is to go and take forgiveness from him. If he forgives, then only you will be relieved of this. So that such a thing, that's why called Lord is called Bhakta Vatsala. Lord is not called Yogi Vatsala or Jnani Vatsala, because he's not called Bhakta Vatsala. Bhakta Vatsala means he has a very, very special reciprocation with the Bhakta. Because why? The Bhakta does not need anything from him. Bhakta just always depends on the Lord only. He does not depend on anything else. He does not depending on other facilities, other things. No, whatever comes, what Lord provides, he looks after that. Lord, he has a full conviction that Lord will protect me. So that is why he is called Bhakta Vatsala. And then why Lord personally gives himself for the devotee? Because of this reason. So that is why we have to put ourselves in a situation where we don't have any other shelter other than Krishna. That situation we have to put. It's a very fortunate situation. It's not easy. It's not easy situation, because in the material world we are having so many things. This is Prabhupada calls infallible soldiers. Fallible soldiers are there. My wife will protect, my husband will protect, this will protect, my superannuation will protect. This will protect. All these things we keep on thinking, this will protect, that will protect. But nothing will protect. If Krishna's protection is not there. Not that you go and cancel all these things. No, don't go and cancel. Let it be there. But Krishna does not sanction that nothing will work. So your dependency should be on Krishna. Not that this will protect, that will protect, my son will protect, my daughter will protect. Nobody will protect actually. See, that is why our whole life is to how to increase this faith, increase our dependency on the Lord. That is why the whole life is. Sometimes we think the life is for something else. No, life is not for something else. Life is for how to increase our devotion to Krishna and increase our service to Krishna and remember Krishna and reach Krishna and engage in service of Krishna. So that is the whole purpose. So stop here. If there are any questions or comments, I'll try to address. Hare Krishna. Yes. Krishna's, the formula is just now finished last week only. You're asking about Krishna's formula. That is very important actually. Which Krishna's formula is very, very, very different formula. The formula what we had. This formula is a recipe for disaster, but Krishna's formula is a recipe for... Krishna's formula is very simple. Krishna comes personally. In the earlier section it is, Krishna has a mission statement. That's what we were discussing. I think you may came a bit later actually. Krishna's mission statement is, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. So whenever and wherever there is a decline of religious principle and a predominance rise of religion, at that time Krishna appears. When he appears, he performs certain activities. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinasaya dushkritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya. So this is like Krishna does, protect the devotees, annihilate the demons and re-establish the principles of religion. So this he does. And a person, what is the benefit? When a person, when he understands Krishna's activities and birth and activities are transcendental, then that person does not have to take birth again in the material world. That is what Krishna gives. Because Krishna is a kind father, he does not like us to suffer in the material world. That's the whole thing. But Krishna wants all of us back home, back to Godhead, and enjoy life with him, Nitya Ananda. Always engage in the pastimes with the Lord. But we are very, very hell bent upon staying here in the one bedroom house here. I'm very happy. I don't want to go. Krishna is saying, come to Vaikuntha, come to go. Oh, no, no, I'm happy here. This one bedroom house with all the suffering, all the problems, I'm still happy. Trying to find a little bit of happiness here. But Krishna's plan is, Krishna wants us back home, back to Godhead. And he canvasses, literally like a salesman. He's canvassing. Natad bhasayate suryo, nasasanko na pavakaha, yad gatva na nivartante, taddhama paramam. You come back to my abode, where there is no need of sun, no need of moon, no need of electricity. You come here, enjoy life. Oh, no, no, no. Because we don't have the understanding. We are not here enough. We don't have the understanding and appreciation of what is Vaikuntha, what is Goloka, what is Vrindavan. We don't have all of that. But we are interested in going here, going there, going to that island, this island, Hawaii, Hawaii. All this we are planning, but we don't want to make a plan to go to Vaikuntha Loka. Because we don't know the seriousness of the miseries here, and we don't know the amount of eternal enjoyment, ananda, what we get there, unlimited enjoyment. So we don't know. That is why our scriptures are teaching us, the formula for us is like engage in devotional service, chant Hare Krishna, take Krishna Prasadam, and as much as possible try to read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Then that way, in this life only, end of this life, we go back home, back to Godhead. It is not some fictional thing, you know, like may go, may not go. No, may or may not. Yes, we are going. That determination we have to have. And our action also should be, oh yeah, I have to go, but I keep on smoking BD cigarette. No, not that. We have to have, formula should be very clear. Yes, I want to go and I want to follow the process. This process has worked previously for so many people. Not one or two people. Millions of people let us work. All the Dhruva Maharaj, like they are very previously, but even now also we have seen so many devotees. Millions of people have taken to the seriously. It has worked for everyone. So why will not work for me? If it doesn't work also, then we have to ask ourselves, is there a problem in the application of the process? Whether I am applying the process correctly? You can't blame the process. Oh yeah, the process doesn't work. No, process may work. We are not applying the process properly. So if you follow the formula, then Krishna guarantees that you come back to me. Krishna says, Yamyam vapi smaran bhavam tijatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tadbhava bhavitaha. Whatever state of mind, you quit this body, you attain to that state without fail. Krishna says that. Because so, the whole lifetime if you remember Krishna, then where else will you go? You can't go anywhere else. You have to go to Krishna only and enjoy with Krishna. So that is our formula. Yes, Prabhuji? Actually, it's very good actually. At least first, if you understand the demoniac qualities are there, that itself is a very big development actually. Most of the people, they don't understand that the demoniac qualities are there inside. Most of the people, everybody is thinking, I am Prahlad, I am Dhruva, I am this thing, Maharaj Ambarish, I am Bali, like that. Everybody thinks like that only. If somebody thinks there are some demoniac qualities, Hare Krishna, that's all. So somebody thinks that demoniac qualities are there. Actually, recognition that there are some demoniac qualities, that itself is a big step in devotional service. Because most of the people, they don't recognize. You go to the road, I am right. Whatever I am doing, I am the right. that attitude. Yes, demoniac qualities are there. Not everyone. Everybody has. It is only a matter of when they come, when they pop up. They are all there. Inside, everything is there actually. But so, first thing is, in the medical also they say, first we have to understand there is a problem. Only if I understand the problem, then there is a problem, then only you can solve the problem. If you know no problem, then you can't solve the problem. So, first thing is, yes, I have a problem. Yes, if you understand that there is a problem, yes. Demoniac qualities are not only for you. Prabhu is asking the question for our benefit. Is there everyone? Everybody has the demoniac quality. Demoniac quality is there everywhere. It manifests, sometimes unmanifest. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives this formula for the demoniac qualities, very simple. Shinvatam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtanam hridayantasto hi abhadrani, the abhadra hridayantasto hi abhadrani vidunoti suhrutsatam. So shinvatam swakata krishna, by hearing, constant hearing of the pastimes of the Lord. Shinvatam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtanam. This is punya shravana kirtanam. They are not ordinary, some the newspaper, not the radio, television, that type of shravana. This is punya shravana kirtana. This is like a very, very auspicious loka mangalam. So by hearing this, what happens is like all the hridayantastohi abhadrani, all the abhadras in the hridaya, they are come slowly. Vidunoti. Dunoti means washed. So vidunoti means washed away, slowly washed away. As much as we hear, it's washed away. And what happened? Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. So then all the anarthas, when the anarthas are taken away, then person is established in very, very what do you call, nashta prayesh abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhagavati uttama sloke. Bhakti is established in the heart as an irrevocable fact. Prabhupada says irrevocable means because the bhakti become like a solidly fixed in the heart, nothing can be done to that. It's not like a, anything comes, any bad thoughts, anything comes, no problem, still you will be able to continue. So that is why what our aim is, yes, we understand there is a problem. Yeah, we are in the material world. The problem is we have this demoniac thoughts. Every now and then it comes. No problem. But what we have solid support of Krishna behind us. We have to remember, demoniac thoughts are there, but we are protected by Krishna. So that is why we have to pray to Krishna. Krishna, see, this prayer is not a very materialistic prayer. Krishna, please protect me. If any thought comes, any demoniac thought comes into the mind, immediately we take shelter of Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I am trying to be your devotee. Please, this, try to get rid of, I want to get rid of these thoughts. So that is why we have to try to get rid of the thoughts in the beginning only. What is they say? Nip it in the bud. What is that? It's English saying also. No? When the thought comes, and that time only we have to get rid of that. Not that the thought comes, we pamper the thought like this. Then thought will become like a big demon, it will come. So immediately the thought comes, there only you just kick the thought. You put a filter. That way the thought just goes to the junk mail. Normally you put the junk mail, like all these thoughts will come, immediately will go to the junk mail. Same way we have to have the filter. What kind of filter? This is the filter. So when we chant Hare Krishna, take Krishna Prasadam, or they remember Krishna's guarantee, all these things, then any bad thought comes, right? Immediately, I'm trying to be a devotee of Krishna, why this thought is coming to me? So just kick it off, like put that. So we don't want to contemplate on that. That is the very thing. Sometimes when you are asking, we will be discouraged. Yes, we keep on meditating on that, we will be discouraged. That is why when the thought comes, immediately we just kick it out. We don't want to meditate on that. Dhyayato vishayan pumsam sangasteshu bhajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho bijayate. Because when we start meditating, then it will become action. So before it gets into the action mode, we have to kick it out in the thought level only. Thought level only, just out. Then no damage will be done. So we have to be careful in that process. Hare Krishna. Anything else? थैंक यू वेरी मच. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की.